Hi, this is Roger Dougherty, and this is part one of a four-part demo exploring all the great new capabilities in SQL Server 2012. And in this first demo, we're going to look into a great new high availability and disaster recovery solution in SQL Server 2012 called Always On. So let's jump in there and check it out. So what I've got here is a very basic web application that we use say in our on-premise data center to manage a product catalog. And it's just a simple ASP.NET application that lets us do create, read, update, delete type operations against a SQL Server backend. So you can see here I can just go and bang in new products and we get a little visualization of the product like our Connect Chair. I can edit them, I can delete them. Very, very simple database application here with ASP.NET talking to a SQL Server backend. The other interesting thing about this app is that it's got some integrated reporting from reporting services. So if I click on this link, I actually go out to a reporting services instance and I render this nice, you know, product catalog report, which I can print out and check my stocking levels. And what you'll notice here right now is that this report is running on something that we're calling the primary replica. That's kind of probably a mystery right now as to what that is. So let's dive into the underlying infrastructure that this database is actually running on and explain that in a little bit more detail. So in SQL Server 2012, we have a new high availability and disaster recovery solution called Always On. You see it exposed here in Management Studio. And what we've done in advance is we've set up what we call an availability group. And an availability group is a collection of replicas of the databases that are important to your application so that you can kind of manage them as a unit and maintain high availability. So if I pop open the dashboard here, we can see how our availability group is set up and how many nodes it uses. And you can see here that we've got three nodes in our availability group, a primary, which is the current instance that that report was being served out of. And we've got a couple of secondaries, one which is in a synchronized state that's available for automatic failover in case we have some kind of problem with our database environment. And the second one is available for manual failover. So the other interesting thing that you can see here is that basically this availability group includes both of the databases that my application cares about. In this case, our product catalog, you know, management system needs both the products database and the product staging database. So I can set up an availability group that contains all of the databases that my application cares about and kind of manage them as a unit, which is very, very cool. You can see that right now, the primary, which is where all the read and write activity is getting routed to, is this G703 server here. And that was the same server, if you remember, that was showing up here in my report. So that's where all our queries are getting routed. A lot of people want the ability to not just use Always On for high availability, but they want to take advantage of some of the processing capacity that are available on these other secondaries. So what we give you the ability to do is to route your read-only workloads to what we call a readable secondary. And we do that in a very, very easy and transparent way. So let's show you how that's actually done. If I bail out of my web application here and pop into Visual Studio, which is where our development environment is, you'll see that I've got a solution here that includes my reports and my web application. So I'm going to actually just go in here and pop open the data source for these reports and go and inspect that. So if I click on Edit, you could see here's the connection string that's used to connect up, and that's connecting up to our Always On Availability Group listener. And if I click on my advanced properties here, you'll notice we have this new property here called Application Intent. And using this, I can basically write in my connection string, say whether or not my application needs to do both reads and writes against my database, or whether it just needs to do reads only. And in this case, it's a report, so this is a read-only workload, right? So all I really have to do is just flip that, save out my connection string from my shared data source, and redeploy my project. And once those reports and data sources get redeployed, I can then go in and test to see whether or not my read-only workload is getting rerouted. So let's go ahead and fire up our web application again and test it out and see if we're going to use that readable secondary. So here's our trusty web application again. Let's go back into our safety stocking level report and see if it gets routed to our read-only secondary. And again, indeed it did. Our report is now getting surfaced out of there. So what we've shown you is how you can use Always On not only to set up a great high availability and disaster recovery scenario, but also how to reduce your total cost of ownership by leveraging some of the processing capacity on those readable secondary replicas so that they're being used for more than just waiting for a failover event.